Sisyphus. Once Sisyphus was arrested as a public nuisance. The specific charge was reckless endangerment, an allegation prompted by complaints from property owners about damage caused every time his stone rolled downhill without warning and careened through town. Who was going to pay? Plaintiffs in what was developing into a major class action suit demanded to know. For all the splintered picket fences and flattened BMWs, to say nothing of having one's top-of-the-line high-def entertainment center end up in the backyard pool. At a pretrial hearing, the lawyer for the lead plaintiffs was quick to call for denial of bail. Your Honor, the defendant has a long history of clever dodges intended to outwit the powers that be. We believe him to pose a clear flight risk, so we are asking the court to order remand. Me? A flight risk? Objected Sisyphus, who'd chosen to represent himself. Have you done your homework on this one, counselor? While the lawyer leafed hurriedly through a pile of documents, Sisyphus continued wryly, And what about the stone? Without looking up, the lawyer shot back, What about it? You forget that it and I have become something of an item. What plans do you have for it? Plans? Yes, plans. Who's going to shoulder it up the hill if I'm behind bars, do you suppose?
That's not our concern.
The lawyer asserted confidently, looking to the judge for confirmation. Oh, but it should be. Sisyphus smiled with a nod towards the stone hulking outside the courtroom window. If it please the court, I don't see one person among the crowd packed in here who could be counted on to get that stone even halfway up its slope. Let alone to the top, before it comes hurtling back down again.
Don't think you can wiggle your way out of this one, as easily as some of your escapades in the past.
Easily? You think taking on Zeus and the gods of hell was a walk in the park? Or tying up death, mighty Thanatos himself? How many of those who now accuse me complained then about the prospects for escaping their own end on the strength of my cunning? How many turned down the off chance of rubbing elbows with an immortal or two, thanks to me?
We're not here to discuss death or immortality or any of that, Your Honor.
The lawyer declared, seeing an opportunity to regain control of the hearing.
We're here to talk about property values. This case is about protecting investments in the here and now, about long-term commitments.
Long-term commitments? Sisyphus retorted. I can tell you a little about long-term commitments. Seeing Sisyphus take a step forward, the lawyer cried out,
Your Honor, we ask that the defendant be restrained, held in contempt, if it please the court.
Contempt, you say? Why, I'm doing your clients a favor by upending their world every now and then. By giving them a chance to rethink their state, free of all the clutter they've allowed into their lives. Besides, who could restrain me any more than I already am, I'd like to know, joined with that rock out there in what conventional wisdom has reduced to the emblem of never-ending futility? Let me assure you, it isn't. Far from it. Pushing that weight up the same steep slope time after time, only to have it crash all the way back to the bottom again, may seem a hopeless defeat,
But that last moment at the crest, when the stone is neither going up any longer nor coming down yet, that moment when it becomes clear the endless cycle of repetition and loss means nothing, that what you have or don't have means nothing, and only you count, there, balanced in the void, as the burden of your cares and false confidence begins to roll away. That is what I would wish for everyone.
Your Honor, the lawyer appealed while backing away from an increasingly animated Sisyphus. This does not bode well.
Oh, but it does,
Sisyphus continued emphatically.
You can't imagine the lightness that comes into your step when following down in the wake of a rock like mine. Knowing full well the reprieve is fleeting, and soon enough the back-breaking toil will start again. But sensing, for all that, the birth of a new dedication to the task, I'm under no illusions about the destruction I'll find along the rutted track, or the constant accusations I'll have to endure. Still, the lack of understanding neither demoralizes nor deters me from yet another attempt to get through to people.
Your Honor, the lawyer broke in. This is lunacy, sheer lunacy. I'll allow it for the moment.
Thank you, Your Honor, Sisyphus said. Is it lunacy? I ask any of you,
he now addressed the courtroom as a whole,
to find meaning in a tireless dedication to what looks like a lost cause. Perhaps so, but then, what isn't a lost cause in the end? What remains of any of our most valued endeavors when set against the inevitable cycles that have made and remade the world on scales far beyond our powers to grasp?
Objection! The defendant is engaging in speculation. Sustained. Rephrase, please. Sisyphus drew in a breath, eyed the judge, the lawyer, and the room full of plaintiffs in turn, and began again in a measured tone.
I point out only the obvious. In a life that continually sweeps aside all claims to final mastery, what significance do the few material triumphs of your few moments here have? And what does your future hold but an endless repeat of all the fears of loss consuming you now? Is that how you wish to live? Slaves to whatever looks to add to your personal value? As if your real worth depended upon your picket fences and pricey cars and high-tech gadgets and anything else you can lay hands on to distract you a little while longer from facing the bargain you've made. You see me labor at my stone and think it an absurd waste of time, never recognizing the freedom it promises. That moment when the load slips from my hands and I understand once again how much depends on being ready to let go. It's the letting go that I come down each time in the stone's path to see if any of you have learned. Or do you merely pity yourselves and bemoan the havoc and demand anew that life reimburse you in full, missing your own chance to escape the fateful bondage you continue to condemn yourselves to?
Your Honor, the lawyer and nearly all the courtroom shouted in unison, except for a solitary voice calling out over the bedlam.
Release him on his own recognizance.